This is the part where if I was focused, I would have turned on the mics and we would start speaking, but I'm not, so we didn't.
What?
And we heard the beginning of the intro song. That's the cardinal sin. The lyrics can't kick in. If the lyrics have kicked in, I waited too long.
Wow.
What?
You're so focused that I don't know what you're talking about.
The intro song, it's playing right now.
Yeah.
I like to pot it down right before the singer of Gray Sky Eternal actually starts singing.
I like how you think that waving your arm in the air is going to help me understand what the words coming out of your mouth.
It's all I can do to not smack you across your dumb face.
Really? That's all you can do?
To knock the intelligence right into those cheekbones of yours.
Your mustache is starting to grow into your nose and you're starting to look like Hitler a little bit.
Aww. Aww. You
especially
noticed?
Especially when you smile, since that's not something I've seen you do in
a long
time.
My hand up in the air, apparently, and I'm smiling, yeah, so. Arena, it's good having you.
I've missed you. I've really missed you.
Has the audience,
the
though?
Of course. They love me. I feel a certain sort of respect whenever they call me a slut on Twitter.
Do they? Does anyone
no.
try to tweet you and dump one in you?
No. People are always
nice. Are they really nice for a bit? And then you're like, sorry, dude, I'm not going to send you a photo. And then they're like, you effing whore.
No, that's just you.
Oh, okay. How dare they copy my game?
Yeah, no one else does that except for you.
It's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined today by Arena Davinsky. What's
your... my middle name?
I don't know. What is it?
Classy.
Classy. I forgot that. Classy, but with dollar signs like Kesha, because you're Jewish.
Because I love money.
The show site is inpapasbasement.com. Go there for 2 episodes a week. We try for Monday and Thursday, but hey, life happens sometimes. Today, it's going to be Monday. We're recording on Sunday. Why?
This is a future episode. What? My shoulder hurts.
You're sitting there. It looks like you're going to pull out one of your jugs, or you're just scraping
what
a dead skin on your collarbone.
You?
I don't know. It's a little distracting when you're just going...
Oh, by the way, my Twitter is at mile high.
Right? You all right? I like how I'm the wreck behind the microphone today. Words at least come out.
You're killing me.
Maybe small. Not in an understood order, but they come out clearly. Give me that much.
You're so ridiculous.
You are scraping at the scaliest,
no.
grossest patch.
I don't have.
It's like
dry
the fly.
Skin.
When Jeff Goldblum...
I use oil every time I come out of the shower. I do not have dry skin. I don't have a dry, scaly patch on my shoulder.
What?
Yeah, I just use sunflower
oil. You just
oil.
Dump motor oil on you. That's what
I go corn oil, straight corn oil. Then I cook bacon on myself.
I don't know what's... very kosher. I don't know what's wrong with your skin. You're like, that was
no,
audible
shoulder,
on the microphone.
My shoulder hurts. I was massaging my shoulder.
Like I said, is when Goldblum cuts himself with the little circuit board.
In the fly?
Yeah, and then he reaches back and he's like, ah!
Yeah.
Because he's like, pubes have sprouted out of the wound. That's what it sounded like.
His
you were just rubbing your fingertips across fly hairs.
My hands are disgusting. That's another story. Anyway, let's move on from my scaly fly
Please
skin.
Do. I'm trying to keep the show remotely sexy. And you chiseling dead flesh off of your frame isn't exactly selling it.
I'm going to eat it later. It's fine.
Like
gold member.
Please subscribe to the show. It's the easiest way to find out when we do put them up. Because it's so hit and miss. You can go to inpapasbasement.com/iTunes. See, I haven't plugged that
so
URL
focused.
In a while. inpapasbasement.com/iTunes. That will get you to our iTunes subscription site. So if you're an Apple nut, it all just comes magically to your phone. If you do the Stitcher app, apparently a very great mobile app. Why am I saying apparently? I use it all the time. Do you hear that, Stitcher people?
That's
Move
right.
Move me up the Stitcher rankings now. I think I'm mired right around 5,300.
I think you're stitched into the Stitcher heart.
I think this show is a solid 3,000th. So let's get up there.
Look at that.
Let's make
3,000th out of possibly thousands.
I smell train wreck all over this episode already.
All my train wreck episodes are the best.
Why don't you record with me, John? This is why.
You and the people love me. Don't try to deny it.
InPapasBasement.com/Stitcher or /. I don't know which is
which. Who wants to see some scaly skin?
No. No one wants to see that. Call me.
Okay.
Call me, by the way. This is the most important thing in my life right now.
Well,
can you do it faster?
Yeah.
A little
yeah.
faster? Am I in your phone book?
No, I make sure to only dial your number from memory.
I've been listening to a lot of mediocre pods lately.
I don't know what the point of this is.
What? The point of, are you calling? Is it dialing?
Yeah, it's.
Why is it
I'm really trying to keep this a clean show. You're really pushing me.
There you go. This is what I wanted to hear. This has been my happy song for the last week.
I do like it.
Thank you for complying. It's the best ringtone I've ever heard. I know there's that one, what, the European Flappy Frog or whatever the hell. What was that one? Turbo Frog? That was big a couple years ago?
I have no idea. I'm jamming out to this.
This is the best song ever.
Nintendo, Kaleida,
thank
whatever,
you. That's
like Calypso.
Exactly what it reminds me of. It's like Mega Man beat Dr. Wily finally.
I wish I still had like my mango coconut water so I could sip it, pretend I'm by the beachman.
What is your current water bottle, by the way? That is a very...
This
oddly
is
shaped.
Just like a
never
Target
mind, it's
brand.
Archer Farms from Target.
Yeah.
I see Archer Farms in various refrigerators now and again. I was digging through my girlfriend's refrigerator yesterday because I'm a piglet like that, and I saw Archer Farms. And oh, you actually left the voicemail.
Because I didn't. You didn't hang up.
That's true. And I couldn't place the brand, and it's so funny. It's so deceptive because I'm like, I know this is from somewhere. That isn't fancy whatsoever. And yet I can't recall it.
Then they did their job.
And it looks like, it, you know, I'm like the rooster. It's a farm. It sounds organic. Is this a Whole Foods thing? Is this
Can
Wegmans?
We refer to it as a cock since that's technically what that animal is?
All right. Shock jockery will not be tolerated. This is one of the clean episodes.
Go ahead and take a dump on my rooster.
Calm down. Calm down. I feel you're knocking off some of the rust from the blade. Just relax. You're going to have a good show.
Yeah.
Speak to me. Talk to me, friend. Think about the song.
I feel like you just
think about how great it was.
Eyes.
It's called, by the way, Playtime. If you have an iPhone, if you have an iProduct, you can find the Playtime ringtone and just play it over and over. I found it the other weekend. I was actually in a hotel with the girlfriend because that's how I have sex, and it's the only time I have sex.
Yeah, I feel like you should plug the service that gets you the hotels.
Hotels.com?
Yeah.
I don't care to plug them.
You get nine, you pay for nine bangs.
Ten bangs.
Okay, you pay for ten
bangs. And the 11th is free.
11th is on them. 11th bang is on them. That should be their motto.
Well, given the number of times I've used their service to schedule banging, you know, pretty much living at home, that's what you have to do. It's like, oh, I want sex that doesn't involve having to keep things quiet so we don't overpower the TV that's in the next room and the only thing covering our sound, and then wake up to pancakes the next morning, which is a nice touch. Not
that is. You
that.
Don't get that at the hotel unless you order them.
No, you get a very weak breakfast at the hotel.
Yeah, they have the worst breakfast. It's like, even if you pay for it, it's still kind of terrible.
Well, I am a cheapskate, and I try to find hotels that include it in the price.
Oh, nice.
But then you're really asking for it.
Yeah, that is a nice feature that I like that places have added. Being a frequent hoteler myself, but not for the same good reasons that you go to hotels to get.
Do you actually use hotels for legitimate purposes?
Yes, for travel.
That blows my mind. Hotels, to me, are something I purchase that are within 5 miles of where I actually live.
It's
and just a place I dump a load.
For 10 minutes.
Yeah,
I like
yeah.
That.
It's really just so I can watch TV in peace with the girlfriend
for
90% of the time. And then eventually it's like, well, I didn't buy this just for the
just for the bang.
The sporadic connection to Netflix. Let's you know.
Do you bring your system
put skin
with
to
you?
Skin.
Do you bring your system with you so you can hook up the Netflix?
My girlfriend just brings her laptop.
Oh, nice.
She has a MacBook.
And it syncs right up. That's awesome.
Well, no, she lives off that thing. Like, I forgot what it is to have a good laptop. I have a Sony Vaio from, I don't know if it predates Obama. It definitely predates Obama's second stint.
Yeah,
I think it predates his first one too. This is a George W. laptop over here.
Era. Yeah, I feel like every laptop I have, like, I ended up having to get a new one once a year because something like school related, where the most recent thing that happened is I had this Asus, or Asus, if I can say that.
Asus is very bad from what I've heard.
I literally walked out of the room. I walked back the screen.
No, never mind. Asus is good. Acer is bad. If I were Asus.
Maybe it's Acer.
I would
don't
be
remember.
So pissed that Acer exists because dummies like me are just going to go, which is the good one and which is the bad one? Ah, F them both.
Right? Dude, I'm getting Adele. I finally got Adele, and that one's actually pretty good. And I have to say nice things because my dad works for them.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's a consultant.
And I don't have a laptop. Why?
Because you haven't asked.
Can I have one?
You can't just have one. He'll get you a really good deal on one. People don't need to know about this.
Why? We could get listeners. Are you kidding? If I say every listener to, how did you? You completely derailed the show. How did you soak the pits on a sweatshirt?
Did I really?
Jesus Christ.
I'm a sweaty Russian. I didn't put on deodorant this morning.
They look like little silver dollar
pancakes.
I went
out and drank a lot yesterday.
So does that mean you're going to stain everything that the liquid can come out of? Do you have a big piss stain in your pants
too?
Do you
want to smell my armpits? See if they smell.
I'm sure they smell fine. Do you not wear deodorant? Are you like
do.
All hippy-dippy about it?
I put on clinical strength yesterday. I'm just a sweaty Russian. This is just a sign of a healthy body, okay?
Well, there's clinical strength antiperspirant.
That's what I wore yesterday, you hippie.
So this is like a real issue you have.
No, I didn't put it on today.
Why would you not?
Because I forget sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I soak through whatever.
In Colorado,
and
I don't
put
have
it
to
on. Like right now, these are probably drenched, right?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I put on deodorant 2 hours ago. It's just how I work.
Normally, if I put the clinical strength stuff on, I'm fine.
What's
but
it called?
I had a
what is the brand name?
Secret.
Secret, but you have to go to the pharmacist.
No.
Oh, so it's just like it's not really clinical strength then.
It really is. It's stronger than the regular stuff. It has higher concentrate of aluminum.
Oh, yeah. What is the active in it?
I'm trying to think. Chloride? Is it aluminum chloride?
Because I took a shot at getting the strongest one for a dude on the market. It comes in like a dark green bottle. I think it's called like Meacham or something.
Oh,
but
yeah,
Meacham,
yeah.
Meacham is
the
dude that screwed Kevin Spacey and his wife on season 2 of House of Cards. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it.
Meacham's also a guy that plays for the Saints.
Oh, whatever.
Go on.
I'm going to gay it up. I got the House of Cards reference to a bisexual bodyguard.
Okay.
You've got the football player. Both of us are butch.
I have bigger balls. Go on.
Yeah, I tried that for a bit, and it didn't stop my sweating, but the active ingredient, what is it? It's like aluminum sulfate or sulfite or some crap
like
that.
Yeah, I mean, we could
the active ingredient was so potent that my armpits were like red as a clown's
burning?
Nose.
That's what happened.
They hurt.
There's
skin cracked.
Arid is good. You got to put it on at night, though. And then it like lasts for a few days.
It worries me like what sort of cancers I'm pumping into my body though. Because it's like that stuff was only 20% aluminum, whatever
the
hell.
That's the most you can get on the market.
Yeah, yeah. Beyond that, you really do need like, you know, go to China. Where
you
it's
need
like,
a prescription from your doctor.
Well, it's like we'll give you this deodorant that's half rhino horn. So you're not going to sweat and you'll have an erection. Or whatever the hell those crazy folk believe.
Well, actually, honestly, I did stop using deodorant for a while, and especially in Colorado, I don't have to wear it, thank goodness.
Because it's a dirty hippie toilet?
No, because it's not humid there. Like, it doesn't, you don't sweat like you do here. And it's just like, you're right, the active ingredient does cause cancer. And
I was joking.
It causes paralysis, too. There's been cases where people have been paralyzed,
Jesus
and the only
Christ.
Thing they found was the active ingredient deodorant that was causing an attack on their immune system.
Well, did they quit and get all better?
No, this guy, I mean, I don't know what's happened. It's been a few months since I've really looked into this, but this guy was in a wheelchair. I remember that.
Did he have magic legs too? Did they have to amputate?
No, John.
When I hear wheelchair, that's all I can think of. LT Dan.
It's
post-nom era.
Zirconium. Zirconium, because you can.
Zirconium is the fake diamond you give a chick.
That's a zirconian. That's a. Isn't that a zirconian?
Zirconia.
Zirconia.
Way to ruin the bit.
Ah, both of us can't speak English. At
I'm
least,
all right.
At
I'm
least
all
this
right
wasn't my
here.
First language, so I can get away with that.
We came over here like
five
weeks old.
I was five, actually. Russian's my first language, so.
Oh, really?
Go F yourself.
How do you say I'm a bad co-host in Russian?
This volich.
I don't want to know what that really means. Probably told me to eat crap.
All right. I miss Howard. Where's Howard?
Hey, ADD case. We were focusing on
deodorant. Yeah, you made me go off 10,000 things.
I didn't make you do anything.
Can we cut this part of the show?
No.
You're going to leave it just to punish me?
I don't know. Just try to be good. Just try to have a conversation. And then you're like, why don't you have me on? Why don't you have me on? Why don't you have me on?
Well, I can't have a conversation with myself.
I'm here. I'm talking to you.
Okay. Let's do this.
Good God. This is bad. Yeah, I miss Howard, too. You and Allison, that dopey bitch. Neither of you can hold your own. Keep a conversation
you're
going.
You're such a smolich.
What is that?
Go on.
I swear to God, no. Allison, as much as I'm ragging on you right now, the calls and texts I got from her last night, she might be, I'm not saying this, you know, I think we'll get past the FCC for this. She might be the dumbest bitch I know.
Why?
God bless that stupid, stupid bitch. And I say that with all the
love.
He did
bless her with giant breasts.
I say that with all the love in the world. I got a series of frantic texts from her last night.
And did she have a miscarriage? What happened?
No, that would be a singular happy text, knowing Allison. The poison is out of me.
Oh, God.
Smiley emoji.
What happened? I'm on the brink.
No, she calls me. She's like, my dog is gone. Coley's missing. She's as little as, I don't even know why I say little dog. She's this behemoth, Coley. It's a pit bull.
Oh, my gosh.
She tricked me into having the dog over to my place last month, where I have two cats, by the way, because this dummy, again, I say with all the love, I guess she's not actually retarded. She just kind of seemed that way. This dummy was like, maybe, you know, the cats would love meeting a dog because they're indoor cats. So they've never met anything else. It's like, yes. So the first thing they're going to meet is this killing machine.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't understand how pets relate. There's cats hate everything.
There's so much wrong with what you just said. I don't know where to start. So just finish the story.
She sent me this series of deceiving pictures of how big the dog was.
Like, what did she take it at an angle?
Yeah, like they were all kind of angled from above. And it's like the dog next to a coffee cup. And you're like, well, he looks like a little lap dog. So I'm like, I guess it isn't the biggest problem on earth if this dumb dog comes over. She opens the door. She, by the way, hadn't told me it was a pit bull. I'm just like, I don't know what an adorable little mongrel this is. She opens the door, in bounds this wolf.
Oh, wow. She is very good with
this
angle
Jack
photography.
London. Yeah, exactly. It's the same way she can like make it look like she has jugs the size of a small child torso. And nothing doing. She just angles it right down her shirt. The old MySpace angle, as I call
Did
it.
Did she put the pit bull in her cleavage?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that why you thought it was smaller?
It was just one little head peeking out. It looked like the size of her areola. I'm like, well, that's nothing. So the dog comes over. It was sweet, but it's also a monster. The cats are going buck wild. They've never seen anything that wasn't human
terrified?
Before. Dude, they did the whole Halloween cat thing. Like their back spiked like a mohawk. Their tail looked like as thick as a sub. It was horrible. It was
maybe they thought they were getting evicted. They're getting traded.
No, they thought they were being attacked. They have like roughly 8 square feet in that little crap hole I call a home. And this dog is taking 4 of them, running around like a maniac. So it's a sweet dog, but it's this high energy pit bull. So she's hitting me up last night. She's like, John, I've lost Coley. And I'm like, what the hell happened to Coley?
Now he's terrorizing the children of the neighborhood.
Well, she tells me, yeah, get this. She would just let the dog out and let it roam for a couple of hours. And she's like, yeah, but he always comes back after that.
Like a cat?
Yeah, exactly like a cat.
So she thought that he would just fit right in with your cat.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. It's been a while since I owned a dog.
You don't just let them roam.
You never, and she lives in bum F, but there's still homes around. You do not let it roam. Didn't she read Where the Red Fern Grows? That's like how you get a cougar eviscerates it. And then you got to dump his guts into a soap pan and clean him up and sew him up.
What? Oh, God.
You never read that one?
I think I got the cliff notes.
They don't have where, like a Russian knockoff?
What a red fern never grow.
Yeah, it's like the little kid goes coon hunting and actually helps his family out. And then the Russian version, he can like give to the community instead. And
he hunts a bear.
Somehow they work Stalin in the mix.
In America, you have right to bear arms. In Russia, we have right to hold bear. I love that. I love that meme or whatever. I love me some Allison. So did she find the dog?
That is the sound of momentum. hissing out of a bit like a punctured balloon.
Did she find the dog?
Can I tell the story?
You don't get to jump
to the end.
Okay.
So she's hitting me up frantically. Like, as much as I can tell, she's actively agitated and sad. And Allison, to me, is like a really damaged, emotionless person. Like, she'll talk about horrible things happening to her, and it's just the same way you and I would discuss the weather.
Oh.
Like, I really think of her as emotionally dead inside. Again, I say that with lots of love.
It's how you survive life. I understand.
Yeah, it's her coping mechanism. She is losing her S over this dog, though.
Aw.
And all I can't get over the fact, it's not even like she lets a little dog out where people would be like, oh, how cute. That little terrier is running through my yard and frolicking. This thing is, like I said, a wolf.
How big is it?
It's got to be at least like 80 pounds, 70 okay. pounds, something like that. But it's so high energy. Listen to me. I'm a laid back dude. I completely had forgotten how high energy dogs are. It sucks. They demand so much of you.
Oh, my dog didn't. He was awesome.
Oh, your dead dog? The dog that died? Why are you flicking me off? You're the one that brought up your dog and then the past tense.
Anywho.
I don't really remember things. Like, had you said my dog is alive and awesome, I would have gone, oh, yeah, how is he?
It's almost been a year.
Really? I remember losing my S because I think I've brought this up on the show before, but who cares? I have like 5 stories and they just get rotated. Your dog died and you're like, I'm going on a week-long cruise with my mom. It's just how we're going to heal.
Yeah.
It's like, you spoiled little bitch. You spoiled little bitch.
I tried to jump off that cruise ship, John. The pain is real.
We all lose a pet and take a week off on a paid cruise. I'm like, you can relate to nothing.
I had to drink and take Xanax. Who suffered there?
Jesus Christ. You are an insane being.
I got a slight sunburn in the Bahamas.
Oh, man. We'll finish up with the Allison story. This dog, this maniac of a dog, I don't know how she can release this thing into the wild, because that's what it is. She's releasing a beast.
Okay, she does live in West Virginia, by the way. People should know that. That's not a real state. It's its own country.
Well, yeah, it's a complete third world asshole, but you still have neighbors. I mean, just she lives on the woods, but there's neighbors within like a half acre.
No, I'm kidding. I love West Virginia. Actually, I feel bad now.
So she's frantically looking for it. I'm losing my mind, cracking up, because it's like, you wouldn't, with a whole developed area, let this dog out and expect it to stick around. It's a dog. It's going to go chasing and hunting and crap. But the actual woods, hell knows what kind of scent it caught. Ran off to kill something. Maybe it was shot by horrible redneck neighbor.
Can they hunt right now? Is it hunting season?
Dude, it's rednecks. They're horrible beings.
It's always hunting season.
Yeah. A friend of mine had a bunch of cats down in Lynchburg, Virginia.
That which sounds is like a place you get shot.
It's the bastion of Jerry Falwell and all them. He's out of Lynchburg. And the neighbor was just like, that cat was on my lawn. Like, shot 2 of his cats.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is there a reason it's called Lynchburg? Is there a lot of lynchings that happen there? Yeah. I'm sorry. That's terrible.
I mean, it wouldn't shock me.
Anywho.
It wouldn't shock me if it was like, just like, welcome to Lynchburg, and then like, pay attention to the name, comma, darkies.
Oh, my God. That's like the place you don't want to get sent on a trip to. All expense paid trip, one way.
But that's just the kind of, as a dude who grew up in the suburbs, I'm like, what, 20 minutes outside of D.C.? That's how I see...
20 minutes?
Something like that.
Yeah.
No
like,
traffic.
If you fly.
Whatever. Okay. I am 18 miles, I think, from the city.
Okay. So that means like an hour.
Yeah, during peak traffic time.
Okay, go on.
Okay, I will. Do I have your permission?
No.
Oh, you're picking your scales
no,
again.
No, my boob itched.
You're just reaching into your soaking pit and it's smearing it across your scales. Saturating them.
Oh my god, I can't.
So
this is why I'll never be a
professional. She hits me up today. Apparently someone from the pound got him. He didn't have tags. Also, did I add that? So there's just a manic pit bull running around this neighborhood. And she's like, I don't know how this could have happened. Just befuddled. Completely befuddled. I don't get pit bull owners at all.
Pit bulls are great, actually. So don't say anything about pit bulls.
They remind me of like the chicks who fall in love with serial killers in prison. And it's like, well, he's great now, He's not actively murdering now. You don't know him like I know him.
He's changed.
Like, the average pit bull I've dealt with, they're sweet. But it's like, why would you want to deal with that? Why can't you just get a nicer dog? And people...
A nicer dog can't protect you. There's a reason people get pit bulls.
Every positive that people jerk it about with pit bulls, it just applies to every dog on earth. They're like, look how sweet his little face is while they pull on his ears. And it's like, look how loyal he is. Oh, really? Because there's dogs that aren't loyal. That's the one thing a dog brings to the table.
No,
you can be like, dog,
definitely.
Come here so I beat you. And the dog will just look at you like, ugh, fine.
Well, now, I mean, everyone has that guilt now. White people guilt, so they got to adopt a pit bull.
It's just dumb to me.
And make it look like they're like.
And there's tons of dogs that can defend you that don't have that horrible reputation.
I understand why like active people get pit bulls because they're really great active dogs and they're good in the heat and they are like very attentive and.
Again, they're active. They're attentive. What dog is it?
Many dogs.
What dog just
what
says
are you
going
to take a Yorkie?
You?
Like a Yorkie hiking?
Oh, a Yorkie's a little retard dog.
Like, I had a French bulldog, but I could take him hiking. And, okay, you're right. So I guess that's the way I raised him. I'm sure any dog, the way you raise it, will be the dog that you want. But people just have this, like, idea.
All dogs are the same. They're just, like, bigger and more vicious. It's like, can you carry your dog in one hand or can't you? Until they invent a dog that, like, buries its crap and walks itself, they're all the same thing.
Then dogs don't need us anymore. My friend's neighborhood in Fort Collins, Colorado, like, down the street from his house, these people have a wolf, like one of those hybrid wolves.
I hate white people. I hate white people.
It sits on the roof of the house. It climbs up the back of the house and like sits on the roof.
That is blood curdling.
It is so cool.
That is blood curdling.
It's really cool. It's giant.
Yeah, no kidding. It's big enough that it can climb the side. And it doesn't even have like little steps,
no.
Right? It just sinks its claws into the siding.
You just like are in the house and you hear like,
that is the most terrifying thing I've ever had described to me.
It's really cool.
That is horrible. How did you sleep at night?
Down the street, knowing that that thing
could punch its head through the side of your room and just take you in the middle of the night.
Anytime we go to dinner, I make him drive by that house. I can see the wolf dog.
Oh, God. That's so Transylvanian. That is horrible.
Sometimes at night, I'm like, is that cars or
just
the wolf
why
dog coming?
What happy ending comes from that? That is just so you can be white around other white people and be like, no, you have a Rottweiler. I have a wolf dog.
I have a freaking wolf.
It's
on
like
my
having
roof.
It's having the car that killed Paul Walker. Nothing good can come of it, and lots of bad can come of it.
I don't think there's anything left of that car.
I'm just saying, whatever that brand of car was, whatever that make, that Deathmobile.
Oh my God.
That might as well have had horizontal spikes mounted onto the dashboard so that if you hit a speed bump, you could impale yourself.
Did he have a spoiler on that?
I don't know what. It was like a Porsche. It was a Porsche man killer. That was the name. The Porsche career ender.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
See what I did there.
The Porsche franchise ender. That was the name of that car.
He did a lot of good things and it's sad, you know, a daughter lost her father, but I don't want to say favorite, but like when you really saw people's true colors is when people went on Facebook and were like, F that guy, who cares? It's like, just keep that to yourself. Like, seriously.
Well, I think that cuts either way. The outpouring of support for Paul Walker when he croaked, like, what does it matter?
I know, right?
You're a friend of the family.
He's going to come back to life, you guys. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to come back and be like, anyone who starred my name, you're going to get an extra credit in Fast 8, 9, or 10. People are trolls, and they will say, who cares? Because I suppose the outpouring of support really didn't matter either. You did nothing. Like, I'm sure somewhere on the Paul Walker website or the official Twitter account, they got on. They're like, hey, if you were really moved by this, can you chip in a couple bucks to Charity X?
Yeah.
And
I think
no
did.
One did it. Maybe that thing got $3,500.
The Fast and the Furious movie that just came out on DVD, that right when he died, they were like, we will donate
$5. Oh, it got so somber.
Like
$5
this week or something. Like, if you buy it. I was like, really? Really, that's how you're giving back? Thank God you guys did that.
It was so horrible because, like, hold on. Oh, why are you so slow, computer?
Because someone, Soon Yi, is watching porn in the next room.
Asian scat porn chick.
Oh, my gosh. I played Cards Against Humanity with my mom. Her favorite thing was, like, pixelated bukkake. She Googled it and made the funniest face because, like, I let her Google stuff.
Did her mouth hang open and she just went, Phil, Phil,
She was,
Phil.
Like, made, like, the cringiest face ever.
Oh, okay. But the ads for Fast and Furious 1 through 5. Hold on, I'm going to blindly hop to this, see if I got a hit. It's just this. Just this blast. It's like, own Fast and Furious this Tuesday with all deleted scenes restored. You get to see everyone's nipples that you jacked it to in bikinis. They're all finally naked. Vin Diesel, you see his scrotum.
And then, we'll show you his taint.
Yeah, and then, hold on, I'm trying to...
Paul Walker's urethra in this deleted scene.
Yeah, an actual camera up the pee hole. And then we get this. Like, Paul Walker is no longer with us.
We were going to show you his prostate exam, but he had to go and...
No sexiness in any of the extra scenes. Buy Fast and Furious and we will donate to, you know, some seatbelt fund.
Everyone wears burkas in this one.
It's just so depressing. I hated it, man.
What was the quote that everybody, if I die going fast or something?
Why would I know this?
I lived for the speed. I don't know. Everybody's
like
throwing
that quote around. Do you know how much Fast and Furious I have seen? I saw maybe, how many has the Rock been in? What did Paul Walker, they did 6 and he died? I saw the last half hour of 5.
I think I stopped at 3, and I might have seen some other ones by accident. Like, you know, when, like, you're watching a movie and then the next movie comes on and you're, like, too lazy to find the remote.
Yeah, it was just something that came on HBO and I'm like, this isn't offensive to me. And it's just this blasting. This is all I remember. I believe this song is number 5. This is playing over the credits after they've stolen a bank vault. It's like the least believable scene in all of cinema history. I think two cars are dragging a bank vault by a bungee cord, just whipping it around.
And there's nobody else on the road in like a major city.
Well, not just that. They've somehow mastered pendulum physics in a way that would make Einstein blush. Like, these guys are whipping it around like Doc Ock with his tentacles. Like, just a master. Nothing could stop them. They're pretty much stopping bullets in midair, whipping this thing around. It's the most asinine thing I've ever seen.
Vin Diesel just uses his stare to stop bullets. He's like, they fall.
I'm just going to let that fall dead.
Shiny head. It's blocking things. Yeah. I had a huge crush on some Vin Diesel, and that's why I watched the first few.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I also wanted to join an Asian gang, so I thought I'd get some pointers.
How old were you when that first one hit?
I don't even know. What year did it come out?
2000, because I remember I was trying to ball out a chick.
I was in high school.
At her place.
I think I was in high school.
And she's like,
Vin
Diesel's really hot. And I'm like, yeah, I can pull off that whole look of him in underwear and the open fur coat. That might have been XXX, so maybe Fast is like 99.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, 2000.
When XXX came out, I saw that in the theater.
I was trying to screw her in 2001 during the summer.
I made my cousin go with me. I was like, yeah, Vin Diesel's hot. We got to see this up big. And then the chick was Russian, and I was like, I want to be that chick. But then I, like, as I got older, I was like, they're
from
Triple
X, she was a guinea, I thought.
Oh, was she a fake Russian? I thought it was that model that...
She's like an Italian broad, Asia Argenta or something
like
that.
There's a scene where they go to, like, a Russian vault, like a Russian mobster, and he's undercover, and this chick is undercover.
Asia Argenta. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I'm looking it up. I remember they stuck her on the cover of Rolling Stone once.
And then like a Maxim, I'm sure. I see a Maxim.
I just Googled a bunch of her material, and she was naked and a couple other things because she's Italian. Like, yeah, I'm just Googling right now. There's a picture of her pregnant in a bathtub smoking, topless.
Okay.
This is, you know what? God bless Europe. That's how you do it.
I was just going to say, like, that's like... Exactly, Europe, like right there.
I think if that were released in America, the number of special interest groups,
people would crap their
trying
pants.
To derail it. They could not get their junk out of their pants fast enough
say,
to whack over that.
They wouldn't even make it to any sort of
the
protest.
The anti-smokers, the nudity, the smoking. Yeah. smoking while pregnant.
Oh my god.
She was
goodness.
Dirty though. I remember like one of the clips I found was just like her getting plowed out by a black dude on a movie set. Not an actual, that was part of a scene of a movie. It wasn't just like some extra, like, look what I'm catching. But
deleted scenes.
Yeah. She was
Asia Ortega caught in the closet.
Asia Argento, get it right.
Whatever.
If anyone has made it this far in the episode, they're gonna want to know.
Asia, I'm getting it from behind.
Whack it too.
In the deleted scenes.
Hold on, let me see if Asia Argento bathtub takes you right to the... Whoa! Whoa!
What else comes up?
Jesus Christ.
Share
good
with
Lord.
Club.
There's like Whoa. Photos of her topless in a bathroom.
There's one of her touching her vagine.
Yeah, then there's one of her making out with a Rottweiler. What the hell?
What will she not do? This girl is...
She was a dirty bitch, man.
She is dirty.
She was a dirty bitch.
She would make Miley Cyrus look acceptable.
I think this is like right after she was getting plowed by the black dude, the one scene, by the way. Like she's just wiping off her pits to class it up.
At least she's classing it up with wiping off her pits. Maybe we're the disgusting one.
Why is she making out with a Rottweiler?
That's gross.
Like actual, like not playing. Like her mouth is open on a stripping stage.
Wow.
And she's like tonguing his muzzle.
You know, we've heard about the Tijuana donkey shows. We don't really know what happens in Italy.
Oh, God.
I guess they're really
thing?
Good at like keeping what happens there staying there.
Oh, that is crazy. Hold on. I'm writing that down. That has to go into the...
Italy. You see it and you shut your mouth.
Oh. Oh, God. She's like a really sexy Italian broad.
She
but she's
is
so
gorgeous.
Dirty.
I know. All this
Not
stuff
in a
is
good
gross.
Way either.
Yeah. She could be like dirty, like pouring milk on herself dirty.
Wiping off her pits?
Tonguing she just got rammed.
Yeah, right after getting rammed, exactly.
At least wiped her vagina.
I think she does that too in the scene, if I recall. She's just like wiping it off. Nice gob of toilet paper. That's some good contraception right there.
Wow. What movie was this?
I don't know. Like, you know.
You're on her IMDb.
Bang of the Darko. I don't know what it was
called. Oh my God.
I don't know. I'm not on her IMDb. It's going to be some Italian movie that like I won't recognize what the hell the name means because it's in Italian. So I'm going to blindly pluck it out. And trust me, we're in enough trouble around the station. We got our time slot moved because of the dirtiness of a show. I don't want the Google history to be like Asia Argento bangs black dude.
That's, they're still really nice to me up front. They always say hi.
Because no one around here actually cares to discipline me because I don't go balls out dirty and it's just like one
you know,
or
like
two
wiping
harpies
your dick
that
on
complain.
The panel.
I know what actual profanity is.
Good.
You saying Richard probably isn't the best thing though.
Well, okay then.
That could get us in trouble. I'm just saying we somehow get complaints even though we have two listeners to the live feed.
Do they just listen to complain?
I don't know. I really don't know. It's always the same, like, my son flipped to such and such. It's like, you should be happy your son has such good taste.
Right?
Your son is going to grow up to be a very funny man.
He's listening to some very intelligent people for
exactly.
us to be talking like this.
Let's actually dilly-dally, maybe.
Let's take that journey.
It is the Sunday. Let's go nuts with it. We got that time. Going back to our show prep a bit. Arena... You have said you watched for a while, at least, How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, I watched all the way, I'm pretty sure through the first season, through whatever else is on Netflix. And then
so you're practically an expert. That's what I'm tiptoeing
practically.
Around.
I mean, like, if you drop some show-isms, as they say in the industry.
Is that
English,
is that what they say in the industry?
They call them show-isms.
Is that the industry of made-up expressions?
Yes. Made-up English. I would know what you were referring to.
That's lovely.
So I would call myself a How I Met Your Mother expert, yes.
I have not seen Boo One of the show. I have seen none of it. But last Monday, well, this will be airing, I think, next Monday or something like that. This show gets aired a lot. I know More Like Radio has us a couple days after the fact. Great network, by the way.
Oh,
check
great.
Out morelikeradio.com.
I should.
They carry the show, so they're obviously high class as hell.
Ah, class A.
Bunch of different good shows. Honestly, very well done. So,
I even suppressed that burp to keep that moment classy.
I did too.
Look at us. We're just a whole new level of people. Thank you, More Like Radio.
Mature is the word I think you're looking for.
Look how we have matured within the last few minutes even.
So whenever it wrapped up, let's just say it was a month ago. So
uh-huh.
like you can hear this episode weeks from now and be like, they either recorded this last night or in the future. either way, it sounds very prescient. They wrapped that show up, How I Met Your Mother, and it's funny because I didn't watch it. I haven't, again, watched any of it, but I have gotten such a stiffy for how reviled the finale has been. It has been hated.
Really?
I mean, no one is sticking up for this thing.
Okay, when has a show concluded and anyone was happy? Sopranos, Lost.
No, well, Lost, I think people thought it was just Allie weak
McBeal.
For a while.
No, I'm kidding.
I don't remember.
Allie McBeal. That probably just got canceled.
Yeah, exactly. That's just one of those, we never came back for season six endings.
No one really cared.
Well, Sopranos at least divided people. People were like pissed, but some wanted to act like they understood it and were like, that was very cool artistically. I'll say this. It's been,
you're right on that for sure,
6 years and change. I will still catch that finale. I've seen that episode, Made in America, it's called. I've seen Made in America 7 times minimum. I love it. Like, I look at it and I never will claim to understand what actually went on, but for whatever reason, they knocked it out of the park. Breaking Bad. I think Breaking Bad, when it aired, was very loved. I saw it, and I'm like, that was actually a really simple, really tidy ending. They did everything they could to just wrap it up nicely. And in the weeks and months since, I think people have gone back and been like, eh, you know what, that kind of blew, actually. I'll say this, 5 years from now, no one will remember that finale whatsoever. They'll remember the series. The finale will be dust in the wind.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Because like with Lost and like Sopranos, because people were so...
Lost, I don't know if people really remember the Lost finale either. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. I didn't watch Lost.
I watched it the first year, and then it became one of those shows that just had all these...
I heard the first year was great.
These phenomenons that were just like, okay, this is taking a story in like a soap opera direction. And this is not why I watch the show. I hate drama, and that's what it's becoming. It's becoming all like about ridiculous drama between characters.
I will have to take your word for it. So if you sound like a horse's ass, people crucify the Jew over here. the centaur, apparently.
I guess that's the horse's face. Horse's ass would sound like...
You are poison behind a microphone.
Anywho...
Do you care if I spoil the ending for you? We can, because I kind of want you here just to...
Oh, I really don't care.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly.
I'm actually one of those
rare
people.
This isn't high drama.
Yeah, I'm one of those rare people that's like, just tell me, I don't want to watch it. Save me some time.
You are like my friend Tony, who thinks that people are like him. And to this day, I'll never get over him coming back from The Sixth Sense in 1999. And he's like, yeah, I saw The Sixth Sense. You know, they've been talking about the twist ending. It's that Bruce Willis is dead the whole time. It's like, okay, there's a chance that might have had an impact on my viewing pleasure.
Right?
And I saw it like 2 months later. And I'm like, okay, that changed the entire movie for me. There was nothing bigger in the history of ever to spoil.
Thanks, Tony. Gosh, you're not getting name dropped on this show again.
So who is the main dude on the show? It's not Barney. Barney is Neil Patrick
Harris.
Ted. Okay. Ted is into a chick named Robin, I believe, at the beginning.
Yeah, and she's getting married to Barney in the last episode, right?
No, maybe.
Well, I thought the last episode was like their wedding.
We got to talk.
Okay,
we got to talk. We don't jump to conclusions. We walk and talk.
Kind of like a hand job.
That really didn't sound like profound or catchy the way I wanted it to. Just don't undercut the 5 minutes of material I have by fast forwarding to the end.
Oh, just go.
How's
on.
That?
I can't record any longer. Go.
All right. When in season one is it established that Ted and Robin don't exist? Because the whole narrative structure of the show is Ted is talking to his kids in the future. And he's like, well, this is the chick that isn't your mom, but I'm telling you that story anyhow. Because, by the way, that's a great bedtime story. All the chicks that your dad balled out but aren't your mom. That's what I want to think about.
And then it's like, damn, dad balled out a lot of chicks.
Yeah. Well, it's like 9 seasons of him being like, and that woman isn't your mother. But I did get to third base with her.
Yeah.
That's it, right? And then Robin, I guess at the beginning of the show, he's really into Robin.
He's like in love with her through most of the series. And
really?
He like goes, it changes throughout time. And he always like still has this love for her. But then she admits to him, I think, that she doesn't love him. And she's in love with Barney. I think a few times she admits to him that she doesn't love him. But then it's kind of like, they go back and forth on it. And I mean, like, that is kind of like real life. You know, you can't just be like one day for sure you don't love somebody, and then the next day they might do something that might change your mind.
Well, supposedly it was very cute, and it establishes like, hey, we didn't wind up together romantically, but she's still very dear in my life.
Yeah, he calls her Aunt Robin to the kids.
Yeah, Aunt Robin. So this person was close enough to me to be called an aunt, but she's not my girlfriend or my wife or whatever.
Yeah.
And I guess in the whole last season, we find out who the mom is, right? And he's actually dating the mom or something like that.
I think he met her while they were getting ready for Barney and Robin's wedding.
Like, okay, so that was the end of season 8 then.
Yeah.
And then season 9 was the final season.
I think I know why people were upset.
Well, do you know what happened in the finale?
I don't, but I think people are upset about the mom they chose. Nobody liked that girl.
Well, I'll get to what really happened. Like, the final episode, I think, is set in the future where he's telling the story. And the kids have been listening the whole time. And you're
for
like
9 years.
Yeah, you're like, well, where's the long damn story? The kids are now in college.
Wrap it up, Dad.
And we learned that the mom that they built up for this whole final season, bitch be dead of cancer or whatever the hell. They kill off the mom. And he's been telling the kids about their mom and like the women that weren't their mom to, I don't know, be like, well, these are my memories of the woman I married. So they hear it. And they're like, hey, Dad, it's obvious since this bitch was only in season 9, she really wasn't the love of your life.
Yeah.
You obviously are in love with Robin. And he's like, yeah, you're right.
What?
You're right. Robin.
That's the finale.
Robin. No. Oh, it gets worse. Robin,
I want to hit you. And that's not even your fault.
Robin was always the actual one for me. And the kids somehow are just A-okay with this, which like adult children. I don't think would be all right with this. But how old are they? Like 8 and 10? That they're getting a bedtime story?
No, they're like teenagers. Right, but I think at this point, they don't care anymore. They're just like, can you leave? Because we don't want to hear any more stories.
Drain your balls, you droning idiot. We are so sick
just
of this.
Go bang Aunt Robin.
Get on futurematch.com.
She also didn't want to have kids. And I think that was like another reason.
Well, that's the huge...
Or she couldn't have kids.
Couldn't or wouldn't?
At first, I think she didn't want to. And then she realized she did want to, and then she couldn't. So it didn't matter.
Really?
Yeah.
She had ovaries like dinosaur eggs.
Anyways, so what was the other thing you were about to say?
Big dead rocks. So the kids are like, Dad, clearly you loved Aunt Robin way more than you ever loved our mom. Why don't you go out there and put a whipping on Aunt Robin's V? Why don't you demolish that thing?
Are her and Barney still married?
No, they've divorced, conveniently enough.
Of course.
The final episode is him tracking down Robin and being like, hey, you know what? Screw that chick that popped out my kids and then punched out early. You've always been the one for me. Oh, and she's like, well, the only thing that was really keeping us apart was the kids. And you're the bag of bones. Oh, you know, that's on your...
She did her job.
That's on your
this.
Mantle now, yeah, in ashen form. She crapped out a couple of those little biological DNA sacks. So, yeah, we can be together finally.
Oh, my God.
So Ted and Robin lined up together, and all it took was him getting a woman to crap out his kids and then die of cancer or whatever.
So many emotions right now.
Yeah, that's true love.
I, as someone that watched all of that show, I'm glad you told me instead of having to sit through that, because I would have been like,
I've been loved
really
because
mad.
People are losing their minds over how bad it is. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know crap one about that show, but I am deriving such joy.
I think with shows
how
like
much they're losing their minds
with shows like that are purely supposed to be joyful and comedy and like an escape.
Yeah.
When they start to get these heavy storylines and things like that ending, people don't, they want to see the comedy and they watch it for like the funny lines. And there are those people that just, you know, want the drama between the characters. And I don't know. It's just like, I think people get upset about that also, that if it was funnier, it would have gotten better.
I mean, like one of the head writers that's been on the show, Rachel Axler, she's intimately involved with that.
That's
she's
awesome.
Look up at Rachel Axler on Twitter. She's awesome chick, and she has some great pictures of her with Billy Zabka AKA, I believe, Johnny from The Karate Kid, the big blonde asshat who made Daniel's life a living hell from the finale of that show, like the finale party, the rap party. So I'm going to pretend that she had nothing to do with that and she tried to overrule all of this. Rachel's completely absolved.
Yeah, that guy was on the show. Him and The Karate Kid were both on How I Met Your Mother.
That is hilarious.
It's a really funny show.
I've heard great things. I really do need to see it sometime. But
I think they try to give the viewers what they thought they wanted.
Well, they tried to outfox everyone. It's like in a lighthearted show.
Yeah.
Why are you going to end on the downer note of someone we've built up to for 9 years dies?
That's a good, really good point.
And only through her death was Ted able to get with Robin. Really, Ted prayed for nature to murder his wife so he could get with the real love of his life.
Honestly, when you told me she died, I wasn't that upset because she was kind of annoying.
Well, I don't think she was that well liked. And
so they killed Robin, her off.
Robin had 9 seasons for everyone to love. This girl had 1 season. And I guess she's never going to measure up to Robin. So they're like, just kill her.
Daughter.
Ted should end up with the one we've built up this whole time. But we backed ourselves into this corner. So kill the bitch.
Ted's daughter kind of looks like Robin.
Oh, okay. No, never mind.
Which kind of misleads you in the first couple seasons.
Oh, why? Because we still don't know Robin isn't the mom?
Yeah, for the first couple seasons.
That's so sneaky.
He, I think in the first or second episode, he steals this blue French horn from a restaurant for Robin because she wanted it. And she's, saying that he never does anything.
Ted sounds like an awful human being.
He's, not the greatest guy.
French horns are incredibly expensive. And because this broad wanted it, yeah. I remember one time when I was drunk at a TGI Fridays, some really hot chick was like, I want that picture on a wall, and you're muscular back when I lifted. Can you rip that off for me? And I did, and it was great.
What, did you chisel it off with a butter knife?
No, I just mashed my fingers under it like the Hulk and just ripped it.
Oh,
it was great.
Oh, my God. Did you take the wall out, too?
No, it broke really well, actually. It came out very nicely. And then I didn't get anything from her, so that's the moral of that story. Just like Ted didn't get to bang Robin with that blue French horn.
I think he did.
Really?
Bang her somewhere in the show. I'm sure they banged. Yeah, yeah. She banged everybody on that show.
What a whore.
She was a hoe. Banged Lily.
What a sloppy thirds of a prize he scored. But
were the other characters? You don't know if the other characters were in the last episode.
They were. I think Barney has a daughter and stops. Barney is a NPH. Neil Patrick Harris, and I think on the show, he's a massive womanizer, which is funny because he's gay in real life.
Yeah, he's okay. So funny on the show.
Well, I think he sees apparently it's very weird, and they try to make some high drama where he sees his daughter for the first time, and he's immediately like, everyone I've ever had sex with is someone else's daughter. I renounce my ways immediately. But it sounded like
he turns gay.
What happened? He just turns asexual, not gay. He doesn't go fully in the other direction.
I really that would have been awesome if they made Barney gay at the end.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna give you that. That was your funny line for the episode.
That's all I get.
That's all you get. We get to punch out on that one.
Good thing I sucked it until the end.
Your words, not mine. It's been a while since you're on. It's okay, Arena. I was full of coffee.
You did all the work.
The entire time before the show, you're just like, you're being serious and not funny right now.
So I didn't say you weren't being funny.
That was a great way to...
You were the one that talked yourself up saying you were going to be glamorous for the show.
Hilarious,
I liked you just...
not glamorous.
Glamorous.
Next time, build me up. Don't tear me down. How's that?
What? I always love you.
No. No.
I will love you.
No, I'm going to kill your mic. Your mic is off now.
All right.
Now it's back.
Put me back on.
All right, guys. You've made it through Papa's basement. Good for you. God bless on this episode.
Go get yourself a cookie.
I know it wasn't easy, but you did it. I'm John Papagiorgio. I'm joined today by Arena Davinsky.
That's right.
Got it right.
At Mile High Jew.
In Papa's Basement is the show's website. Go there for all of our episodes as well as my writing and our contact information. If you use iTunes and you want the show immediately on your iPhone, your iPod, your iPad, whatever the hell else they make, Apple TV even, for Christ's sake, just go to inpapasbasement.com/iTunes. You can subscribe there. Similarly, if you're using the Stitcher app, which is probably the easiest way to get us on your phone. Jesus, why did you lean back? Your sweat stains are gigantic now. I think they are down to your fifth rib. Holy God. It's inpapasbasement.com/Stitcher. You want to tweet me or stalk me on Instagram? It is at Papa's Basement. Arena, you're what? At Mile High Jew?
That's right.
And yeah, that's it. Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. We're out.
I should change it to Sweaty Pets.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.